and I'm taking them out of the
pot. Peeling them.
All right. And what do you call those large yellowish flat beans?
Lima beans.
All right. What are butter beans?
Well, they look like lima beans, no when they're yellow.
All right. What about beans that you have to take a
string bean?
All right. What about the beans that you break up?
Green beans, whole beans, something like that.
Yeah, okay. Are there any different kinds? You know any other kinds like whole beans, any other varieties?
No.
All right. And what about the edible tops of turnips?
Green.
Are there any other vegetables that you, besides turnips? You
can
think of
it
as classified as
green.
Oh, any? Well, yeah, but I'm thinking more of turnips as green, but you wouldn't call that the same thing as green.
No,
you think,
no.
When you think of greens, you think only of turnip
tops? Yeah,
okay.
Turnip green.
All right. You have one head of lettuce and you have another. You say, now I have two.
Two heads of lettuce.
All right. You ever hear that used with children? Say he has five head of children?
No.
All right. What on a corn stalk, the top of it, of a corn stalk, is this? On a graduation cap.
Well, a tassel.
Yeah. You know that in terms of a corn stalk or what you think of that?
I would probably think of it if somebody were talking about corn, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, I had my mind on it, I probably would, but.
All right. What do you call corn that's eaten on the cob?
Corn on the cob.
All right. And what do you, when you take it, before you eat it, you have to take off the...
All the skin.
Yeah.
I don't know what the... I forget that.
What would you call it, husk, shuck, or cap? Or skin, you could call it, but you can call it skin as well.
Shuck.
All right. And then that fine stuff on the corn.
Silk.
Yeah. All right. And this is a vegetable that children like to carve on Halloween.
Pumpkin.
And what's a vegetable very similar to a pumpkin? It's smaller. They're usually orange, yellow.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Well, there's one kind of acorn, and another is zucchini.
A squash.
Yeah. Are there any other kinds besides acorn and zucchini that you can think of?
No, yellow squash.
What other kind is besides yellow?
I don't know.
All right. What are some different melons that you're
familiar with? Well, there's cantaloupe, and then watermelon. And the honeydew melon.
How does the cantaloupe differ from the honeydew melon?
Well, honeydew melon is more, looks more like a pumpkin shape.
Mm-hmm.
And a cantaloupe is more rounded,
and
more
same.
Smooth on the outside.
I see. What's the color of the inside of a cantaloupe?
Pinky.
What about the color of a honeydew melon?
Well, it's not the same.
They were pretty much the same inside as well as the skin, as you said, the skin of the... Which is the one with the kind of brownish, rough skin?
The cantaloupe has the rougher texture skin, but I mean, the honeydew melon, it's got a, you know, it's got the rounded shape.
It's more round than the other one. Because what is
probably
like a watermelon?
I don't know how to explain it.
All right, that's okay.
The cantaloupe is more in the shape of a watermelon, and only smaller, and the honeydew melon is more in the shape of a pumpkin.
Okay. Now, what are there any different varieties of watermelon that you're familiar with?
Well, there are different varieties.